Hello, this is Lauren with the Guitar Podcast. Welcome to episode number 2. Glad you're back. Today we're going to talk a little bit about picking out a guitar, mainly your first guitar, and the criteria involved in making that decision. A big part of deciding what guitar to purchase is, of course, your budget. How much do you want to spend on a guitar? How much you plan on spending on a guitar either limits the range of what kind of guitar you're going to pick up, or it opens up a lot of options to you as a guitar buyer. What kind of music do you plan on playing? If you only want to play acoustic music, you know, folk, country, or you just want to strum and learn some chords and be able to sing along with your fake book or whatever, then an acoustic guitar is what you should get. Now, if you want to learn all sorts of different types of music, acoustic music, rock music, so on and so forth, an electric guitar will do just fine, because what you'll do with an electric guitar is you'll be able to play the rock through an amp, you know, your rock or your blues or your heavy country, your southern rock or whatever, and get the tones, the overdrive that you want out of an electric guitar. Now then, say you want to learn an acoustic song, you turn your amp to a clean channel and change your pickup configuration on your guitar to, say, the middle pickup, or the, say, if you're playing a Les Paul style electric guitar, the two outside pickups, and you get a nice clean sound and you start strumming along and it sounds great. It's a very versatile way to learn. It's a very versatile guitar in learning how to play guitar. As a first guitar, I highly recommend getting an electric guitar because of that. It opens up the whole world of music that you can play on your guitar. It doesn't, you know, if you get an electric guitar, it's not going to be, you know, you're not going to be a headbanging metal maniac just because you're playing electric guitar. It allows you to play so many different varieties of music. Another thing about an electric guitar is that the strings are lighter and more pliable. They won't hurt your fingers nearly as much as an acoustic guitar will when you're playing it. So, because when I first started playing, I was, 6 years old or something like that, and I had an old acoustic guitar, but I was learning C, G7, and F. And those acoustic strings killed my fingers. I just couldn't stand it. I wanted to play so bad, it killed my fingers. I kept on trying and trying and trying until at one point I just finally said, enough's enough. My fingers hurt too bad and I don't want to do it. You know, you're a young kid, or you have a young kid who wants to play, and you might run into that. My fingers hurt when I play. Well, an electric guitar, sure, your fingers are gonna hurt, because there's a break-in period with your fingers. You're going to build up calluses, build up toughness to playing, toughness on the tips of your fingers while you're learning to play. But it won't be as bad with an electric guitar as it will be with an acoustic guitar. So an electric guitar is really, I highly recommend going with an electric guitar as a first guitar, unless, of course, you never, ever want to play any kind of blues or rock or any kind of electric guitar. It just doesn't interest you. Another thing is, do you buy a brand new guitar or a used guitar? Now, if you are, say, you're a parent and you're buying a guitar for a child who is all about being an astronaut one day, and the next day saying he wants to be a rapper and wants a turntable, and now he wants a guitar. He saw Guitar Hero, plays Guitar Hero, and he loves that or whatever. And now he wants to play guitar, and you're saying, you know, I go into the guitar store on these brand new guitars. They're all, you know, you can get a $200 guitar, or you can get, you know, a $2,000 guitar. I don't want to make that kind of investment because Johnny wanted to be an astronaut last week and a rapper, you know, just yesterday, and now he wants to play guitar. Well, I really suggest going with a used guitar as a first guitar. It's not a huge investment. Most of the depreciation has already taken place by somebody else who bought a brand new guitar. And then, say it does work out and Johnny likes to play guitar, you know, you can sell that guitar for almost what you have in it and get a nice new guitar or another nice used guitar. I love used gear. Most all my gear is used. The three main guitars I play, two of them are used. The two I play the most are used. Both of my amps are used amps. I love used gear, so I'm a little biased in that area. Although sometimes you find that guitar in a guitar store that is just perfect, and it's brand new. Well, what are you gonna do? You're gonna buy the brand new guitar. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about your first guitar or your child's first guitar. You know, and a lot of times I think most people want to save money, not spend a whole lot of money on their kid's first guitar or even their own first guitar. So I usually recommend people going to a used guitar shop, telling the salesperson or whatever. I like the small places because they're going to tell you, they're going to be straight up with you. You know, they want you to come back. You know, they're not high volume stores like just pushing the guitars out. Bam, 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 you know, sell, 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 you know. So, you know, I do prefer the smaller stores for your starter guitar just because, you know, they want you to come back. They thrive on that. They want you to come in, get your guitar lessons there, buy your strings there, get your next guitar there, kind of develop a relationship with them, kind of that small town, kind of a, hey, we know you, you know, that sort of thing. I've had several friends over the years ask about buying a brand new guitar or getting their first guitar. I've had several friends over the years ask about getting their first guitar, say, hey, I'd like to learn, I'd love to learn, but I don't want to spend, you know, $2,000 on a Les Paul or a Martin D8, D28 or 18 or whatever, or a nice Taylor. Most people don't want to fork out that kind of cash for their first guitar. They're not sure they're going to stick with it themselves, even adults. So a lot of times I will send them to the local used guitar store, tell them to talk to so-and-so at the store and tell them what you're looking for and tell them that they can probably find a decent beginner acoustic guitar or electric guitar for under $200. And for the most part, they're thinking, hey, you know, that's not really too bad. And I've had friends come back and tell me, hey, I got a decent guitar for $150. And I'm learning to play. Hey, I signed up for lessons there too. And that's great. I highly recommend getting lessons. I know there are people who never had a lesson in their life and they're amazing guitar players. Well, that's not always the case. That's the 1% of the crowd, I think, that never has a guitar lesson and just listens and just automatically gets it. Now, if you have a kid or you are really into new stuff, you don't want to have something that somebody else has already played with or might have scratched or dented or whatever, that's fine. My first really decent beginner/mid-level electric guitar was bought for me brand new by my parents. I was 14. And the first electric guitar I had, I bought for $25. And it was a piece of junk, but I played it to death. I bought it for $25 from a kid around the corner. And I played it. It wouldn't stay in tune, but I played that thing and played that thing until my parents were like, you know, I think this is going to stick. And they bought me a brand new guitar. And that was great. I had a nice brand new guitar. But, you know, if you want to get something brand new and you still want to keep the price down, I highly suggest the Fender Squire series guitars, their Stratocasters and such. They are very inexpensive, entry-level guitars, and they play great, and they sound great, and you're going to learn a whole lot. I know there are a lot of other guitar companies out there that make entry-level guitars. If it's an electric guitar, I highly recommend going with a Fender Squire of sorts, you know, any color that they like. I bought my niece I picked out a red Squire Strat for her because they said she liked red and she wanted an electric guitar. And I helped them pick that out for her birthday last year. It played great. It's almost like all you'd have to do is put some, you know, higher end pickups in it or maybe just dip them in wax. And they'd sound, you know, it'd be a great guitar just to play out. I mean, it felt great, played great. I could do anything I wanted to on it, pretty much. So, you know, you don't have to spend an arm and a leg on a guitar for your first guitar. I hope this helped out. If there are any questions anybody has, anything I didn't cover or whatever, please email me at info@theguitarpodcast.net. Love to hear from you. Any questions you have, any comments, any suggestions for future shows, and that's great. I'm glad you showed up to hear episode 2. Hope you have a great time. I'd also like to add one more thing. That this is really just my opinion from my experience. I'm not claiming that I am exactly right. This is perfect for you. This has to be, you know, whatever I say goes. I'm just merely making suggestions from the experience I've had and my knowledge of guitars. And one man's opinion. That's all it is. Thanks again for tuning in and listening. I'll see you next time.